Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of March 18th, 2024. Congratulations are in order for 29 staff members who have been nominated for the coveted Crystal Apple Award, sponsored by the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. Promoting excellence in education, the Crystal Apple Awards are now in their 19th year of recognizing outstanding staff members in the categories of licensed, classified, and administrative and supervisory technical. As each surprise nomination reveal takes place, names of the nominees and pictures are being added to our website. By Friday, March 22nd, the list will be complete. Check it out and consider purchasing a ticket to attend the Crystal Apple Awards ceremony on Thursday, April 25th at the Venetian in downtown Hillsborough. Guests 21 and over can select a VIP ticket for $50, which includes entry to the VIP reception and one drink ticket. Guests of any age can select a ceremony-only ticket for $25. Congratulations are in order for Northwest Regional ESD staff member Leanne Banning, who teaches the Deaf and Hard of Hearing program at Groner Elementary School. She was selected to receive KPTV Fox 12 Oregon's Classroom of the Month designation for March. Her award came with $1,000 worth of school supplies from the Oregon Freemasons. Two representatives from the local Masonic Temple visited the classroom to bring the supplies in person on the day Fox filmed their segment. Ms. Banning and her students were very excited for the recognition and the supplies, which included one big ticket item from her wish list, a JBL Boombox Bluetooth portable speaker. A link to the story is posted to our website. Hot News will also be taking a spring break the week of March 25th. Watch for our next issue on Monday, April 1st, and have a wonderful week off. Despite the loss of 4 instructional days in January to inclement weather, the district will not be extending the 2023-24 school year for students. Please see our website for additional information. At their meeting on Tuesday, March 12th, the school board voted unanimously to approve the proposed calendar for the 2024-25 school year. You can find it on our website at hsd.k12.or.us/calendar. Mark your calendars for the 2024 Proud to Be HSD Festival, taking place in conjunction with the Hillsborough Farmers Market in downtown Hillsborough from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, May 11th. This annual showcase of student talent and achievement is not to be missed. Watch for more information in the coming weeks. The 2024-25 school year will be the 7th in which the school board has invited student representatives to serve alongside them in an advisory capacity. This opportunity rotates annually, and in 2024-25 will be open to rising juniors and seniors at Century, Liberty, and Hillsborough Online Academy. Learn more on our website and apply by Monday, April 8th. Are you a current or rising high school student with an entrepreneurial dream? If so, apply to the Teen Market Program and let the Washington County Chamber of Commerce and local business representatives help you turn that dream into a workable business plan. Teen Market participants have the opportunity to sell their products at local markets throughout the summer. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the superintendent and school board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, March 18th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. The next meeting of the Native American and Alaska Native Parent Advisory Committee takes place on Wednesday, March 20th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in room 105 at the Administration Center. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. The Native Powwow Drum Class is 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the boardroom. Families of high school seniors are invited to a college financial aid workshop on Thursday, March 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Administration Center. Support will be available in both English and Spanish. U.S. Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici is calling all creative students in grades 9 through 12 residing in the 1st Congressional District to submit their best works of art for a chance at having their piece displayed in the U.S. Capitol for a year. Submissions are due to her local office in Beaverton by Monday, April 29th. Metro will host a free household hazardous waste collection event from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th at Hill High. Visit Metro's website for additional information. Choose the movies you want to see this summer at City Parks during Hillsborough's favorite free outdoor movie series. Vote by Sunday, March 24th on Engage Hillsborough. Spanish-speaking community members can vote on a Spanish-language movie on Conectate Hillsborough. Energy Trust of Oregon is working with the City of Hillsborough, the City of Cornelius, and Solar Oregon to help more people benefit from renewable energy. Check out one of the upcoming online or in-person workshops to learn more. Hillsborough A&E is a new publication helping shine a light on the local arts and culture scene. Published twice a year, the free magazine will highlight arts and culture news and events from across the city. The City of Hillsborough invites you to an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, March 20th at Hillsborough Downtown Station, where you can learn more about the preferred design concept for the Oak Baseline 10th Avenue project, ask questions, and talk to the project team. That's all for the week of March 18th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.